The parasha opens in B'chukaisai, Telechu, Ves Mitzvaisai, Tishmairu. Easily understood, in B'chukaisai, Telechu, you go in the ways of my chukim, Ves Mitzvaisai, Tishmairu means, and you observe my mitzvahs. Rashi says, once it says, Mitzvaisai, Tishmairu, you observe my mitzvahs, then the words B'chukaisai, Telechu must mean something else. It means if it only said B'chukaisai, Telechu, I could interpret B'chukaisai, Telechu to paraphrase meaning observe the mitzvahs. But once the second part of the pasuk says observe the mitzvahs, the first part has to mean something else. What is there before observing the mitzvahs? So Rashi says, it means toiling in Torah. A person has to delve into the Torah. B'chukaisai, Telechu means delve into the Torah, and it will lead to Es Mitzvaisai Tishmaru, observing the mitzvahs. But there's a concept of toiling in Torah. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has a long one, 42 interpretations on this pasuk. That's not something that normally happens. On any sefer, on any pasuk, 42 interpretations on this pasuk. Rav Hertzman wonders, why here? The Torah is infinite. That means it could have been on every pasuk that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh can give 42 interpretations. Why is he doing it over here specifically? So he says, a cute answer, that because the pasuk tells us to be toiling in Torah, toiling in Torah means delving into something. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, when he read the words, he felt the obligation to toil in these words. And therefore, he toiled in the words of B'chukaisai Telechu, and he came up with 42 interpretations. One wasn't good, five wasn't good, 10 wasn't good. He kept on toiling in it, but coming up with more interpretations. We could add to Rav Hertzman, it's not only because it said toils, he toiled in this, but he didn't want to hesitate at all. And we explain with a story. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Mashkiach of the Mir. Chaim Shlevitz, by the way, he was the grandson of the Alta Navarik. His father married the daughter of the Alta Navarik. He married a Finkel, and he became the grandson through marriage of the Alta of Slobodka. He was from two sides, the grandsons of the great Altars. And he quotes a story from his father. His father again married the Alta Navarik's daughter. And his father said that when he was in Voloshin Yeshiva, there was one student that was known as a tremendous buck. He knew everything. This student knew everything. They were sitting by a meal one time, and someone asked him a kasha, and he didn't know the answer. And then someone else pointed out that it was a taisus, an open taisus. To us, what open taisus? This person knew everything. So to him, forgetting an open taisus was very, very upsetting. And in anguish, he decided he has to work harder on himself. He got up during the meal, and he locked himself in a room for 7 years and learned day and night until he became one of the greats of that generation. And years later, they asked Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, the grand rabbi of Voloshin, they asked him, did the person do the right thing or not? And he said, it's a question. On one hand, if he would, he should have stopped and finished the meal and finished benching. Birchas HaMazon's deraisa. But had he stopped for Birchas HaMazon, he never would have gone into that room for 7 years. The hesitation of Birchas HaMazon, doing a mitzvah, that inspiration would have been lost and he wouldn't have done it. That's what Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said. And this story was related to Reb Chaim Shlevitz from his father. And Reb Chaim Shlevitz used to say that when someone is inspired by something, he has to immediately act. And even a hesitation through a mitzvah, can ruin the entire inspiration. So we have to know now, that when we talk about toiling in Torah, it means you can keep on learning something. Not learning it on a simple level, but even something you learned in depth. Imagine the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh reached 30 interpretations on the pasuk. He could have stopped. He said, no, we're going to go further. And he went to 35 interpretations that he felt worth writing. It could be he had 150 interpretations, but the 42 he wrote down. But imagine learning a sugya 30 times, coming up with 30 new interpretations, and you're still working on it. That's called toiling in Torah. And we have to know that when you're thinking about toiling in Torah, you're thinking about doing something good, don't hesitate. Seize the moment when it comes to being encouraged to do something good, when coming to be inspired by something. We're coming up on Shavuos, and a lot of people are saying, oh, Shavuos, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. No, don't wait for Shavuos to do X, Y, and Z. Start now. The second you're inspired, start that second. That's what someone has to start realizing. Of course, Shavuos also learn. Seize the moment and go on and continuously delve into Torah, because we have to understand that the depth of Torah is beyond our comprehension. And hopefully with these two ideas, we will become tremendously successful. And as the generation becomes successful, we'll be Zaychet Mashiach.